Blog Talk Radio.
Celebrated our 103rd anniversary Sunday, and we have revival for 3 days, and it has been just awesome. I mean, last night I thought it was at its top, and tonight it was even higher, on a higher scale. It is just unbelievable. It was an awesome night. I left right after the last. What we have is a lecturer, and we call him the Magic Man. He is unbelievable. He preaches with props, and he's been coming for years, more than about 15-plus years. And we normally have at least three days of revival, and he's never repeated any of his sermon. And the church is packed because ministers come from all over just to see him, because he's amazing with his props. He speaks through, his message is first he talks about his message, and then he comes out with the props. It's unbelievable. But also there's a revivalist who comes after him, and his name is Reverend Winfred Hope is the Magic Man. I call him the Magic Man. He's out of Athens, Georgia. But Dr. Cosby, Marcus Cosby, he's out of Houston, Texas. It has been just unbelievable. And you know, when you go to church and you know the message was just, you sound like the message was just put together. God gave that message to Dr. Cosby just for me tonight. I mean, everybody, I'm sure, felt the same way, But I know that message was for me tonight. Now, I'm going to try to talk about some of the things that he did. I'm not going to, of course, do like he did it. But I wanted to share because it's still there on in my heart and on my mind. I mean, it's just so amazing how God answers your prayer and answers you when you need an answer. And like I said, sometimes he doesn't always give an answer, but that message was directly to me. Tonight I was going to talk about clothed by, clothed, that's clothing, clothed by God. But no, I want to talk about this message that was given to me, how good God is and how he sent Dr. Cosby tonight to talk to me personally. That was a personal message for me. I was so into his message. He told me I didn't write down the title of his sermon, but it came out of, I'm going to be reading some of it. His message was out of Psalms. Each night he was talking, he was coming from one of the Psalms. And one was 42, and then he went into 43. Psalms 42 and 43. But he only dealt with the first few verses of those Psalms. And I want to read some, and also want to read some of his message that he gave to me. And maybe this message would be fed for you as well. Okay, let me go to Psalms 42. He started off as 42. I'm reading from the Good News translation, so it can break down even more what the message was. Pretty much he started off by when you can't feel God. And that might have been his topic, but I was so just waiting to hear what I was when he pulled the when he had us to read those verses, Psalms 42, 1 through the 5th verses, and I don't have that up, the 43 up yet. But it's I'm going to read the first 5 scriptures. As a deer longs for a stream of cool water. As a deer longs for a stream of cold water, so I long for you, O God. I thirst for you, the living God. When can I go and worship in your presence? I'm going to stop there. He explained, where can, when you can't seem to feel God. Just like a deer was looking for a stream to get water. And as it say, oh, I long for you, God. I thirst for you, the living God. Those are the questions I had this week. And asking God, where are you? Even though I know God has blessed me in many ways before, I'm sure you feel the same way. You get in a situation, you're dealing with your tribulation, dealing with maybe you're dealing with a loss of your spouse or a loss of income, which has put you in a financial situation, or you have a health issue that you don't know what the test is going to show, whether if you have how serious the situation could be. Some people are dealing with children problems, and some people are dealing with marriage situations too, marriage problems. But I know he was talking to me tonight, and it is, like I say, it was just like he was talking to me personally. And right now I am at a stage right now in my life where I am going through my trial and tribulation at this particular time. And I am asking God, why can't I see you? Why can't I feel you? I am calling and crying out to you, but why can't I feel you? Where have you been? You have forsaken me. My tears have been my food. Let me read this scripture. It says, day and night I cry, and my tears are my only food. All the time my enemies ask me, where is your God? And right now, I am asking, I've been speaking to God. I've been praying without ceasing, but I don't feel him. Tonight he answered me. There were times I didn't feel him, and he was quiet. That's what Dr. Cosby was saying, that sometimes God says nothing. He just sits and let us go through it. It's supposed to strengthen us. It's supposed to give us more faith in him, in the journey. The other pastor, Dr. Holt, he talked about stretching our faith. Yes, we have to stretch our faith to move on, to move forward, to believe in him, that he will answer our prayer. Just 1 second, my screen just went blank. Hold 1 second. And you question him, you know, why have you forsaken me? I know that every day it seems it's been a bad day. But just like he showed up before, he'll do it again. But you're still saying, Lord, I am drowning. I am drowning in your pit, in the misery clay. Have you forgotten me? I don't like how I feel right now. Yesterday and today, I can be honest with you, I don't like the way I feel. I don't like the way I feel, what I'm going through. I feel that I am doing all the things that God wants me to do as far as encouraging widows, encouraging my family and my friends, my neighbors, my children. I feel that I'm doing practically almost everything right as far as serving God. And why has he forsaken me? I don't feel him. Where is he? These scriptures saying just that. My heart breaks when I remember the past when I went in with the crowd to the house of God and led them as they walked along, a happy crowd, singing and shouting praise to God. Why am I so sad? Why am I so troubled? I will put my hope in God, and once again I will praise him, my Savior and my God. That's David talking. David said, I'm going to still praise him regardless of the trouble that I'm going through and how I'm feeling, how sad I feel. I'm going to still praise my God. The only hope that I have. And he goes on, but he indicated, Dr. Cosby indicated in this scripture, and we're going to go to 42, but in scripture, in the verse 3 and 4, he said to motivate yourself, encourage yourself. You have heard that before. Sometimes we have to encourage ourselves. That's what he said. We have to motivate ourselves. We have to think, hit the rewind button. I've done a message on the hitting the rewind button. We have to hit that rewind button and remember how God got us through certain situations before. He'll do it again, but he has his own time. Yes, I felt in the last few days, I feel like I've been drowning. Yes, I'm going to a financial situation right now. I thank God I'm not going to a health issue. It could have been worse. My situation really could have been worse. Right now I feel that it's worse because of my situation. I'm drowning. I feel that I'm doing everything I can. It seems like everything that I try to do, it doesn't go through. It just keeps falling apart. In the last couple of days, I have felt that way. Where are you, God? Have you forsaken me? I believe in you. I trust you. But he's encouraging us. Dr. Cosby and Dr. Holt, both. We must stretch our faith. Stretch our faith that God, we must continue to keep our hope in God. And he will help us through just like he did before. I am trying to, I'm hesitating because I'm trying to go to chapter 43. Hold one second, please. And I'm using the Good News Translation. And as he went into verse, Psalms 43, it says, in King James it says, vindicate me, Lord. In the Good News, it explaining it more simply. O God, declare me innocent and defend my cause against the ungodly. Deliver me from lying and evil people. You are my protector. Why have you abandoned me? Why must I go on suffering from the cruelty of my enemies? Send your light and your truth. Just one second here. My computer just... Send your light and your truth that I may be led, and bring me back to Zion and your scarce hill and to your temple where you live. Then I will go to your altar, O God. You are the source of my happiness. I will plan my harp and praise and sing praise to you, O God, my God. Why am I sad? Why am I troubled? I will put my hope in God, and once again I will praise you, my Savior, O my God. Yes, he went in, and talking about 43. In the King James Version, it says, vindicate me, fix me. This is what the minister said tonight. That's what the vindication, vindicate me, Lord. Fix me, Jesus. Father, I stretch my hands to thee. Yes, we are saints. We are worshipers. Yes, we call ourselves saints. And we call ourselves worshipers. When something happens, we fall apart, we feel drowning, we feel that God has forsaken us, we have all of these thoughts and start crying out to God, please fix me. But sometimes God says nothing. We can't hurry God. He has his own time that he is going to answer our prayer. Not now, but when he is ready. But when he answers us, he'll be right on time. We must continue to believe in God. He will deliver us, but we must encourage ourselves in the Lord. We must hope in God. and expecting him to move, expecting him to work it out, expecting him to fix whatever the problem might be in our life that we are dealing with, a loss of a loved one, financial, health, children, whatever the situation might be, that we must keep our hope, even though that we feel that we are drowning, or even though that we don't feel God, we feel that he's not here, he doesn't hear us, but he's still there. We must believe and continue to hit the rewind button. I included that, hitting the rewind button. We must hit the rewind button because he's done it before. He's showed up and showed out, but in his own time. We can't hurry him. We just must continue to encourage ourselves in the Lord, hope in him, and expect him to move. Expect him to work it out. And when he and Dr. Cosby said, when he comes, yes, we definitely want it. When he comes, you definitely want what he's going to give us. And we just must continue to encourage ourselves, because he's going to show up. But sometimes he gets quiet and be still. And he just let us go through what we are going through. But we, in these two scriptures, 42 and 43, especially 43, vindicate me, Lord. Fix me, Lord. Because many times I feel that I have done something wrong, that I'm not living right, because I don't hear him. I can't feel him. And all I can do is just, is he there? You know, why is he forsaking me? Why doesn't he answer me? But tonight, and this is the way that God normally answers me, because I always told him, if he is going to tell me something, he has to make it clear. He has to more or less slap me in the face and said, here, this is the message that I am trying to give to you. And tonight, I really feel that that personal message that Dr. Cosby did tonight, the message that he gave, was from God. I'm sure many people in that audience, in that church, received that for certain reasons, certain things that they were going through. But I felt that that message was personally made for Mary Hollis, to keep encouraging myself, keep believing that God is going to show up in his time. He hasn't forsaken me, and can keep expecting him to move, working it out. He will come when it's his time. We must continue to hit the rewind button. That's my saying about the rewind button, that he, just like he did it before, he will do it again. I must stay encouraged and believe that my God has not forsaken me. And even I really feel that my blessing is coming sooner. I feel like I can touch it. That's how I feel that how close it is. But in the last couple of days, I had those questions. Why, Lord? Why won't you talk to me? Why don't you tell me what to do? What am I doing wrong? All of those questions, the last 2 days. And today, I couldn't understand why he did not show up today and fix this problem. Fix it. Fix this problem that I'm dealing with. I have put my hand up. I've stretched my hand. No help that I know. Only God. Even though that I'm going through this, I still believe in him. But I just feel that his presence is not there. But tonight, he reassured me that he's right there. Everything that Dr. Carsey talked about tonight was answering my question that I had for the last couple of days. Keep encouraging myself, knowing that God is going to show up, expecting him to move and working our situation out. And that, I wanted to share that with you. I have to get that DVD because I want to hear that again. That's something that can be shared with other family members when they're visiting. Because that is such, I would love to really send that to all of my family, because he really did a wonderful job, like both of them, Dr. Hope, the Magic Man, and also Dr. Cosby. They were just awesome. We have another night of revival, and I'll be there. And like I say, he had everybody on their feet in the last couple of nights. It's been truly a blessing. And to know that God has his way to talk to you. He's letting me know that he hasn't forsaken me. He's letting me know that he still loves me, and he's still my God. He just right now, he's being still, doing nothing. I don't know the reason for the timing, but I must wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen my heart and your heart too. That is all I have tonight I wanted to share. A couple of announcements. We had a great time at our breakfast this past Saturday. It was wonderful. We had a great time. Fellowship, good breakfast. PGIF Fridays did a great job on the breakfast. The breakfast was delicious. And they had crisp, nice bacon. And boy, did I eat some bacon. I don't normally buy bacon. I would say I would buy and cook bacon probably every quarter, because I try not to eat too much pork because I don't want my blood pressure to go up. But I ate so much bacon last Saturday. And like I said, everything was just wonderful. And we had a great fellowship. We had three widows. I told them that I'm going to start saying friend instead of widows. Friend to be a part of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. And they were encouraged by all of us. We had a great time. And we thank TGIF Fridays for having us and serving us a wonderful breakfast. The other thing is our anniversary is coming up in 1 month, September 16, from 9 to 11 a.m. I don't have all the details ready for you to discuss yet. We'll be doing that in the next several weeks. But it is September 16, and that is a Saturday morning. And that's going to be our 14th anniversary. And when our 15th, I want to make it real big, our 15th anniversary, but we'll talk about that later. That is all I have for you tonight. I hope that you enjoy the message. And I know I didn't bring the message like Dr. Cosby and Dr. Hope did, but I wanted you to share what he told us tonight and how much it really blessed me and encouraged me. But if you will read during your daily reading, read Psalms 42 and 43, and that's me both. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Be blessed. Have a great week, and tune in again next week from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed, and just knowing that he hasn't forsaken us. He just being still and doing nothing right now. He has his own reason and his own time. But be encouraged, because he loves us in spite of our fall. Be blessed and have a great week.
Where would I go? without your hand holding me? And how could I live without you? I can't see. Lord, what would I do in life? Where would I go? How would